Next to our weekly Moms Conversation, they say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. Every week we check in with a diverse group of parents for their savvy and common sense parenting advice. Today we're talking about something every parent has to do at some point, getting the kids to cooperate. We started thinking about this after watching Vice President Joe Biden as he was swearing in new members of the Senate earlier this month. The son of Oregon Senator Ron Wyden ran up to Biden and snatched his script. And as you can hear, the vice president might have an easier time negotiating with Senate Republicans. This is how it went down.
I need to borrow that back, will you?
Oh, God, give me.
No, will you? Won't give that back to me?
I'll play with it.
I'll make it better. Hey, here's the deal. You see this? If you can tell me which hand it's in, you can have it, right? Which hand?
Look at that.
Okay, you got it?
Submit.
Now, the vice president got his script back, but we were wondering, is it really worth it to haggle with a preschooler? Joining us to talk about this are our regular moms, Danny Tucker and Leslie Morgan Steiner. Also here with us to provide additional perspective is Professor Michael Castleberry. He's a professor of education at the George Washington University, and he specializes in early childhood and special education. And they're all with us now in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Great
to
be here. Michelle.
I think we all thought that was cute. Very cute. But you know what? I wonder if he thought it was as cute. I very much doubt. Vice President Biden probably didn't think it was cute. And I'm not sure Senator Wyden and his wife, whether they thought it was as cute as all that. And we've all been there. So, mm-hmm. Leslie, why don't you, fess up? When was the last time you were there?
Oh, boy. It's this morning, last night, all weekend. I think you don't know until you're a parent what incredible natural negotiators children are. And how hard it is to get them to do what you want them to do, even when what you want is very reasonable.
And Danny, this is in part cultural, though, don't you think? I mean, because the whole continuum of what we consider tolerable in terms of negotiating with kids is in part what we grew up with. It's in part cultural, don't you think?
I totally agree, because, if it was my child, he got his hands back. Then, the paper would have had to go back, forget the mint. But,
or the cameras. Tell the truth. If there are all those TV cameras there, you would have still smacked the hand.
I would have smacked the hand a little bit, but I would have gave him that eye that said, we're going to the bathroom as soon as we leave here. That eye. I would have gave him that little tap. But I understand that, it was where he was, it had to be done that way.
And if you're really honest about it, don't you think you give your kids more latitude than probably you were given when you were growing
up? Oh, tons. My parents didn't negotiate with us. There was no negotiating with kids. My father's whole negotiation tool was, I'm the father, you're the child. That's the end of it.
Or belt or switch.
Right. And go get your own switch while you're at it, and don't come back with the wrong one. So,
but, that was...
Professor Castleberry, talk a little bit.
That was an interesting thing about the Biden scenario, is that the parents were very absent. You didn't see the parents come to support or direct the child. They left Biden to do battle with this little guy. The little guy was more than adequate to handle Biden. And at the very end, even though people here had to hear it, but they couldn't see it, when Biden held out the candy for someone, he also reached over and grabbed his script back. So you're right. There's parenting there, but there's also, where were his parents?
Professor Castleberry, to that point, this whole concept of negotiating with your kids, is that a relatively recent thing that we're even talking about something like that?
Well, you may be talking about it here, and you may be talking about it with the word negotiating, but we've been negotiating with kids from their birth. And by the time they are, say, the age of Leslie's teenagers or something like that, they have figured out our negotiating style or styles, because you don't just have one style. They have our number. They know exactly where our weak points are and everything like that. So they are more than formidable, with their language skills and everything to handle us, probably, from 6 and 7 on. And then by the time they become teens, they're really good.
Let's take it from a different perspective now. Is there something to be said for teaching a child to negotiate?
Absolutely. I mean, negotiation is a part of life. You could make a case for the fact that everything we have to do in schooling and in business is based on the art of negotiation. It's trying to get what you want. It's trying not to alienate the person, even though you want to get a good deal from them. Your kids are always working you for something they want. If they just tell you they want it and they realize that doesn't have a lot of currency, they're going to have to come up with a better argument if they're going to get anywhere with
you. So teaching kids these skills is a positive thing. No, is there a scenario in which you think it goes too far?
Sure. That's when you find yourself bending over trying to get a piece of paper away from a 3-year-old and you don't know how to do it.
I haven't gotten an interview with Mr. Wyden yet, so let's just try to be a little soft pedal a little bit about that. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about negotiating with your children. It's our regular visit with our moms, our parents. We're speaking with our regulars, Danny Tucker and Leslie Morgan Steiner. Also with us this week is Professor Michael Castleberry, Professor of Education at the George Washington University. He's a specialist in early childhood and special education. So, Leslie, can you think of an example where you think you handled it well, and can you think of another one where you think, you know, I really blew that one?
Yes, I can think of both examples quite easily. I would say that, you know, one of the problems is that my husband and I never worked this out in advance. You know, in the early days of being in love with our children, we didn't think how strict or permissive we would be. So we had to make it up as we went along. But one thing we did that we were very strict about that I'm thrilled that we did is that we had a no violence rule in our household. You couldn't be violent with each other. You couldn't hit each other. You couldn't watch violent movies. And you couldn't watch violent video games. It's never been a part of our household. And I'm really glad that we just had a zero tolerance policy on that front. I think that we've gone too far in the other direction in terms of leniency. I think we wanted our kids to be good negotiators and to question authority. I wish they wouldn't question it so much, though. I think it's a hard way to raise kids. I think it's hard for the whole family. Our household tends to be loud and chaotic. And when I say to them, no, on this one, you can't negotiate with me, it means nothing to them. So I think we've gone too far on some subjects, particularly bedtime and just the idea that no means no. I think my kids don't really understand that when it comes to us.
Danny, what about you? What do you think you've done well, and what do you think you may have blown it?
I've raised Davon and Imani with the idea of there's a difference between negotiating and being obedient. There is no negotiation in you being obedient. Obey me. If I tell you to do something, you obey. We don't negotiate on that. Okay. Now, negotiation with him is he wanted to get his ears pierced at 16, and I said 18. Okay, Ma, if I bring home 4 A's, will you back that age up for me? Oh, that's how I get 4 A's? Okay, fine. So we, you know, those type of things I didn't mind negotiating. Got my 4 A's, and he got his ears pierced at 16.
That's interesting. So he came up with that.
He came up with that.
I was wondering why you
capitulated
on that.
And you know, that was a break for me because I normally don't bend that way. But I was running out of ways to motivate him to do better. I knew he could do better. But when they get to certain teenagers, to me, especially males, they kind of locked down, especially my son. He set on what he's going to do. So I had to use that, too, because I wanted some A's. It's time for you to graduate, and we need to get those grades up so you can be marketable because you're getting out my house. So that worked for me.
Professor Castleberry, can you give us some common sense guidelines on what are appropriate parameters?
Well, Danny just gave you a really good common sense guideline because that was a win-win negotiation. She went into it realizing that she had a goal that that was really important to her, and that's the grades. And she was willing to negotiate what it's going to take for him to decide he wants to work up to it. You know, a lot of times we think we're negotiating when we're really just sort of telling our kids what to do, and then they don't do it, and then we don't do anything about it.
What's the difference? Tell me, though. Give me an example of that, where we think we are, but we're really not.
That's not negotiating. That's talking to yourself.
Okay. I like that.
You know, negotiating is when your kid comes in and asks you if they can do something that they know right away you're going to tell them they can't do. And before you even can say anything, they start rolling their eyes and they start with their arguments. And you have to say to them, you know what? You've already made me mad with this, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a cup of tea. I'm going to sit down at the table. I'm going to wait 5 minutes. If you want to have a discussion about what you'd like to do, you come back in 5 minutes with something to drink and we'll sit down and we'll have a conversation.
Well, to that point, Professor Castleberry, I wanted to ask you, if you have not handled this particularly well, this whole negotiating thing, and you realize, you say, look, we've been negotiating from the time the kids are 6 months old, and you realize you've blown it. How do you fix it?
I think exactly like Leslie said, we need to renegotiate this. Everything in life is negotiable, which means it's renegotiable. And sometimes it's a big thing. I spent 2 weeks in California with my 13-year-old grandchildren and a boy and a girl, or a young man and a young woman, excuse me. And my grandson and I were going to go to the mall during the holidays, and his pants were sliding off his rear end. And I said, I'm not going out the door with you like that. And he wanted to go to the mall because he wanted to, you know, look for chicks.
And, or get more pants.
And I said, I'm not going out with you like that because your pants are falling down. He said, I don't have a belt. And I said, then go get some string. And lo and behold, he went and found some cord to some computer piece that was probably ruined forever. But he came out with his pants tied up, you know, and we went to the mall.
Have you ever blown it?
Oh, everybody's blown it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we blow it because maybe we've been negotiating with them too long. Maybe we really didn't know what our bottom line was in the negotiation. And sometimes we just get frustrated because, in effect, as a parent, you're really saying to yourself, just do what I want you to do because I want you to do it. That works better with a three-year-old because you can pick them up and you can put them in the room and close the door and walk away or something. Doesn't work with a 13-year-old who has learned all your weaker, more vulnerable points and everything and is probably as good at negotiating with you as you are in negotiating with them.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I say. Every kid's a lawyer.
It's
every
true.
Kid's a lawyer. Danny, final thought from you?
I totally agree with Michael, and I just like to say to parents, if you establish those boundaries when they're young, you'll be surprised to me how hard it will not be when they get a little older. You shouldn't be, in my opinion, negotiating with a 2, 3, and 4-year-old.
Leslie, final thought?
My final thought is that I envy families where the parents are much more strict, but I wouldn't want to be a kid in that household. And I try to tell myself that when I'm getting really frustrated with my endless, boring negotiations with the kids over bedtime and who gets to sit where in the car and, you know, the chores that they have to do.
Leslie Morgensteiner and Danny Tucker are our regular Moms contributors. Also with us this week, Professor Michael Castleberry, Professor of Early Childhood and Special Education at the George Washington University. And they were all here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you all so much and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Michelle.
Happy New Year.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.